And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Dr. Danielle Dick with ThriveGenetics.ai, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
Being a researcher and obviously working with lots of undergraduates over the past couple decades, one of the things I think a lot of people feel is I need to be expert in something. There are other people that know more about this. This isn't my wheelhouse. Certainly, as a PhD, I felt that way. I had expertise in a particular area, in research and what I do there. But starting a company and moving out of just the world of academia into the business world was a real leap. It felt like being a student again. I didn't know what I was doing. I was learning all new things, but it was exciting. And I have loved where it has taken me. I've met interesting new people like you all that I would have never probably crossed paths with before. And to hear other folks, like when Alan and Neil were talking about, they're still passionate about what they do. I thought that only existed in academia. I thought professors were the only ones who kind of, wanted to die in their corner offices there. But to my mind, the secret is being okay with trying new things and stepping outside of your comfort zone. I think that's where some of the most exciting twists and turns of my life have happened, which is hard for me to say as a very type A planner. But, I loved Neil's story about how he started out in Hollywood and ended up as an entrepreneur. Those kinds of understanding life is not a straight line, but there are twists and turns, and embrace that journey. That's, finding out those exciting things you never expected to lie around the corner. To my mind, that's really the secret to continuing to find new passions and find new ways to contribute to the world.
Absolutely. So, Neil Centuria with AskTuring.ai, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
I'll make it easy for you. The key is not to do stupid things. And in order to do that, I'm going to encourage people to read. And the books they need to read are exactly on behavioral economics. And what they have to do is they have to read Dan Kahneman and Tversky, and there's a dozen. I've written a couple of books. There's one of the rules in the book says it's what you don't know that will kill you. I'm a passionate fan of Kahneman and all of his books about how people make decisions. Decision making is hard. So the key is not all the books about discipline and dedication and blah, blah, blah. It's really about how you think about decision making. And I'm going to support Dr. Dick on two more things. Get a mentor or get a coach. And they're not so easy. There's 1,000 companies that say, sign up and we'll be your coach. Let me tell you, I had the same analyst for 35 years. So, and by the way, his kids finally graduated college, so I was well. I think you need to study, read, all the other stuff. I don't know, but I think those books, not books about dedication, it's books about decision making. The decision tree is a complex one, and all the other qualities of being flexible and pivot and awareness that comes with that's baseline. But my recommendation is read some books, real books. And it's okay to read books that aren't on the topic. Like it's okay to read Hemingway. It's okay to read Faulkner. It's okay to read Dostoevsky. It's okay to read Proust if you can get through it. It doesn't matter. It informs how you think. And how you think is where really passage to profit occurs.
Excellent.
Wow.
Thank you. Yes. So,
Nicely tied up there at the end.
yes, I like that. Alan Porter with strategicwealthstrategies.com. What's a secret you can share?
The secret I can share is to have an intense passion for what you do and being able to learn from others and to have a team that you can count on. Because like Neil said, not everybody knows everything. And that's why I do what I do too, because I have a team. I learned that after the first 6 months I was doing this business. Not everybody can know everything. And I teach them to think outside the box of conventional financial planning. And I want to create a paradigm shift in people's thought process about finances. And when I come across with the passion that I have and my team concept, it resonates with my clients.
Excellent. Richard Gearhart with GearhartLaw.com.
I've been thinking a lot lately about firm longevity. Gearhart Law is going to be celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. And I've been thinking about how have we managed to stay in business for that period of time? And I attribute it to talent and passion. Those things are important, but I think what's more important are the systems and the routines that the organization develops and the habits that it gets into. That, and you also have to be able to get out of tricky situations, because every once in a while, something is going to come up and it's going to be a difficult one. And the way to get out of a tricky situation, I find, is to talk about it with other people and ask their opinion about what they would do and what they think the course is. And then based on that, you can come up with your own solution, or, you know, you can adopt one of theirs. But I think it's important to get a lot of perspectives on that.
Excellent. Spoken like someone who's...
Who's faced a few?
Who's faced a few. So me, Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios, I'm going to go a little bit more in the weeds than you guys, because I do this every week practically. And I'm going to say right now in early 2026, if you want to improve your brand visibility and your business visibility, one thing that is really powerful is to give presentations. Being on podcasts helps too. Giving physical presentations really helps a lot, because I've been doing a lot of research on marketing in 2026, and all these LLMs who we love and hate, they're looking to see that you're, which is so ironic, they're looking to see that you're a real person, that you're not AI generated, and they're looking to see your expertise. So if you can get invited to speak somewhere or get invited on a podcast, this is even better, because this is iHeartRadio, which has a huge brand identity and that the LLMs recognize, then that really helps you, and it helps your website authority and everything you're doing.
So that's great. That's it for us.